right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Where the Lord is always with us and His presence is here and His goodness is here to touch your life tonight. I just want you to know that we're just going to rejoice and walk in what God has for us tonight. As you guys know, Pastor Dosik was scheduled to be here tonight, but he's not feeling well, so we're going to have to reschedule him at a different time, and he's looking forward to coming and being back with us, so it'll be good, and we'll let you know when that reschedule is. And also keep Pastor Regina up in prayer. She's not feeling up to stuff tonight, so she's not with us tonight, and it just seems like we're getting this year started with a little challenge here and there, but the God is good, amen? And this is going to be a great year, and we're going to celebrate the Lord and just rejoice. So tonight, we just want to enter into worship, and we just want to spend time worshiping God and just let Him touch us and be moving amongst us, because that is what He does, and that's what He's here for. So we're just going to step into worship.
Amen.
Faith is rising within me.
on from 2022 that you know that God told you to get rid of? Come on. Now is the time. Don't wait another minute. Just surrender yourself before Him. Lord, we just surrender every part of our heart, every part of our mind, every part of our being, of our character. Lord, let it be like You. Less of us and more of You, Jesus. I speak to any addiction right now in the name of Jesus, that it's broken off of people's lives. Depression has to go in the name of Jesus. Anxiety is broken in Jesus' name. And faith, let faith arise in the house tonight. Let faith arise in the body of Christ. Let faith arise in your home, in your workplace, and where you put your feet. Oh Lord, let faith arise inside of us. For Thou, O Lord. and I pray that every day going forward, we take time to exalt your name, to praise you, to bless your name, to spend time in your word, that this is the year of growth. This is a year of change inside of us, and we thank you for your presence in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2023 is upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that we have the women's first breakfast of the year coming up this weekend. I think that's going to be a good time for the ladies, and I think it's going to be a special event for them. So as many as can make it, please make it out and just show up and let the Lord do what he does. Amen. I think that's going to be a great time together for us, and I think the Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Well, I think at this time, if we're going to release the children so they can go to children's church. Like I said, Pastor Dosik was supposed to be with us tonight, but he's a little under the weather, so we're going to have to schedule him back in, and he'll be with us, and we'll look forward to that when he's here. It'll be a good time. And so tonight, right now, we're going to take a look at the offering message, and we're going to look in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 6, in verse 38, it says, "Given it shall be given to you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And remember, the kingdom of God is sowing and reaping. So the Bible says that if you sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you shall also reap bountifully. So we want to make sure that all these things are out in front of us when we give and give. And we want to give because our Father's a giver, amen? And we want to give because it's part of the kingdom process, and it's part of what we need to do to make sure that the windows of heaven are opened over our life and that the Lord can rebuke the devourer on our behalf. So we want to make sure that we're faithful in our giving, and we want to always make room for God to move on our behalf and do what he does, amen? And so this night, we're going to just pray and believe God as we bring our offerings up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you that we get to come and worship you, and that this is a part of our worship, Father God, giving and being able to just sow into the kingdom so that you can move on our behalf, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you that you rebuke the devourer for us, Father God, and that you open up the windows of heaven and you give us favor, Father God. You give us favor and you just bring blessing upon us, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about loving one another. Amen? Amen. I think this is a great topic for us to discuss and just have a chance to go at and think about that. In Deuteronomy 6:5, it says that we are to love the Lord thy God with all our, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And so we want to remember that God himself is love. Amen? And if we're made after his image, then we have got to understand that love is something that not only are we going to be known by, but it's something that should be a big part of our life now as Christians. And it says in John 13:34, it says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, and that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So one of the things that makes us clearly disciples of the Lord, and one of the things that makes us notified to everybody else to be disciples, is that we love one another. Amen. And so as a church and as a people, we've got to learn how to really make sure that we have compassion one for another, that we care about each other, and that we look beyond just Sunday and Thursday, but that we actually develop relationships together. Amen. And we actually make sure that we do love and care for each other, and that when someone's in need, that we support them through prayer, and we support them any way we can, and we help out any way we can, because loving one another is something that's critical in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God. Amen? And it's something that we want to make sure that we are well known for, and it's something that we want to make sure that we reflect every chance we get the opportunity. It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also to love one another." Amen? And so we have got to learn how to really love each other in the body of Christ. Amen? You know, sometimes when we look on Facebook and we see some of these posts, there's no love in those posts. And we've got to make sure that when we do something, whether we're posting on Facebook or whether we're walking alongside our brother or sister in the body of Christ, we want to make sure that we're known for love. Amen? And we want to make sure that our love is genuine, and that we are with each other, and that we're helping each other, and that we honor each other in the terms of love, because that is who God is. Amen? It says in verse 20 of 1 John 4:20, it says, "If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" Boy, this will really help us, isn't it? Because how can we say that we love God who we haven't seen, when we can't even love those around us who we see on a regular basis? Amen? And I'm telling you that it's something for us to grab a hold of, the fact that if we're going to love, we have to love each other. Amen? And that if we don't have love in us, then there's something lacking from us that's not reflecting God. Amen? And we've got to make sure that we're working on that. We've got to make sure that we are diligently pursuing the love of God for each other, and the love of God in our life and in our walk. And it says here in 1 Peter, I believe it's 1 Peter that I want to go to. 1 Peter chapter 4. Yeah, I think it's in there. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says, "And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins." Amen? I want you to know that when you're loving each other, it's easier to forgive each other when you're loving each other. Amen? And when you're walking in love with other people, it's easier to be able to overcome their faults or their shortcomings, and it's easier for you to receive of them, and it's easier for them to give that back to you. Amen? So we want to make sure that we're not people that are super critical and super harsh all the time. We want to make sure that we're people that are loving and kind. Amen? And we want to make sure that we're in pursuit of being loving and kind one towards each other, and making sure that we're doing our best all the time to be reflective of Jesus to those who are around us. Amen? Because that is what we're supposed to do, and that's something that we want to be a part of. It says right here in Romans 12:10, it says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. These are things that are just reflective of those who love each other. Amen. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. You know, we're supposed to live a life where we prefer others over ourselves. Amen. And we're supposed to live that life to the best of our ability, making sure that we put others first. Amen. And that when we put others first, we're showing and reflecting the love of God, because that's what he did for us, isn't it? He put us first when he had Jesus go to the cross before any of us said we'd get saved. Amen. Before any of us even turned our heart towards the Lord, he went and took the step of love first. Amen. And he gave his life for us, and he gave his life so that we could live a life of love and kindness one to another. So we want to make sure that in 2023, one thing we have is unity and love and care one for another. Amen. And these are things that we're going to strive for, and things that we're going to look to do our best at, and to make sure that we are looking towards God every time we get an opportunity to express ourselves. We want to make sure that we are first going through the eyes of love and through the grace of God in any way when we are interacting with people. Amen. Because when we interact with people, we want to make sure that we are a reflection of Jesus to those that are around us. Amen. Look what the Bible says in 1 John 3:16. It says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath the world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and sheddeth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word nor in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And you know, this is something that builds the foundation of relationships, is that we want to make sure that we love in deed and in truth. Amen. And we want to make sure that we just don't say words and let them pass by, but that we say things that we mean, and that we follow up on things that we mean by doing those action steps and those deeds that support what we have said and made a statement of love. Amen. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Wow, that's a strong statement. Because the Lord laid down his life for us, we ought to be willing to lay down our life for the brethren or for each other. Amen? And that's what we should want to do. We should want to be making sure that we are caring for one another in a way that lets someone else see that we really love them and we care for them, and that we're willing to work on their behalf. Amen? And that's a great reflection of God and a great reflection of the body of Christ, in that we love in word and in deed and in truth, and that we make sure that we put our best face forward and our best foot forward in making sure that we're not just sitting in the shadows and just letting things go by, but that we are actively interactive in people's lives, and we are actively interactive in our brothers' lives. Amen? The Bible says here in Luke 6:35, but love you your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Wow, that's a strong statement, isn't it? That we are to love our enemies. You know, the Bible says pray for those who despitefully use you and who are mean to you. Amen. And the Lord wants us to know that when we sow love, God can return love into our lives. Amen. And he can also take those things that are hurtful and turn them around and do good with them, and that we need to make sure that we are the children of the highest by walking in love, even with those enemies of us, we need to make sure that we are loving those that are even difficult to love. Amen? And it says that we should do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. You know, it's one thing for the world. They will lend something to someone because they think they're going to get it back. Amen? But it's one thing for the world to be able to do that, and it's another thing for us to be able to lend something or give something to someone and have no hope that it's going to be returned to us except for the sowing and the reaping process of God Himself. Amen? And that's how we should be looking at things, and that's how we should be honoring things and walking in those things and walking in the love of God in a way that we're reflective of these things. Amen? I want to go here to the book of John. John chapter 15. Little man is helping me preach over there. We appreciate that. John 15 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another." And I want you to know something here. What greater way to show that you love someone than to lay down your life for them? You know, it's hard-pressed for us to be willing and able to actually give our life. Like me, I couldn't give my son for somebody. That would be something that's well beyond anything that I'm able to do. Amen? But the Lord is able to do these things that are great and mighty and reflect those to us because He's that kind of God, and He's that loving, caring God that was willing to do something that's beyond what we could do. Amen? And Jesus says here, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Isn't it amazing that we only choose to love God because he first chose us? Amen? And it's a powerful thing to know that we love God because he chose us. And this is something that we can now take and we can help other people and we can love on other people and be kind towards others like the Lord was kind towards us. Amen? You know, sometimes in relationships, you have to take a little risk. Amen? You might have to take the first step. You might have to give something, or you might have to be the one that becomes vulnerable in order for a relationship to open up and be what it's supposed to be. And these are things that we need to be willing to do because God was willing to do them for us. Amen? He was willing to show forth his love towards us, and he was willing to take the first step in setting us free and take the first step in making us who we're supposed to be. Amen? In the book of Romans chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." Wow. We need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Amen? In other words, we should treat people the way we would want to be treated. Amen? And we should treat others the way we treat ourselves. Amen? If you wouldn't punch yourself in the face, why are you going to punch someone else in the face? Amen? I guess I could have used a better example than that one. But but I tell you what, it's very rare that we see someone punching themselves in the face. So that's something that we wouldn't do and something that we shouldn't do to someone else. Amen? But what we should do to someone else is making sure that we love them. Amen? And that we love one another. And by making sure that we love some, love another, we fulfill the law. Amen? For this is thou shall not, for these are things that we want to make sure that we're doing on a constant and consistent basis so that we make sure that Jesus laid down his life for us and we ought to lay down our lives for other people and make sure that we're just loving and doing what God wants us to do. Amen? And I just want you to know that God is good and that God is with us all the time. Amen? And that God really wants to bless us and really wants us to learn how to love each other because this is how we're supposed to be known. Amen? We as the body of Christ are supposed to be known for our love one for another. Amen? And that's something that we want to make sure that we really give to each other is love one for another. Amen? And just make sure that we walk in those things and make sure that we walk in what God has for us. Amen? Because these are important and critical, especially as we go on into the future and into this next year. We want to make sure that our heart is always open to love and being kind one to another. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your love, Father God. We thank you, God, that when no one else could love us, Father, that you loved us, Father God. And Lord, that you were willing to send your Son to go to the cross so that we could be redeemed from the curse of the law, Father God, so that we can walk in salvation and we can walk in eternity and we can walk in heaven, Father God, and that we can have your peace upon our life, Father. And Lord, we just lift you up and exalt you, and we just declare your goodness, Father, and we just give you praise and glory and just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before I let you guys go, I just want to ask tonight, does anybody have a testimony of something that God has done for them that they'd like to share tonight? Anybody have a testimony of something God has done for them that they'd like to share tonight? Okay, very good. Well, I know that God has been good to us, amen? And I know that he's a good God and that he helps us all the time and wants to help us every day and wants to move on our behalf and work with us and that he loves us and that he loves us so much that he cares for you on a day-to-day basis. Amen? God wants to be involved with you every day. Every day the Lord wants to hear from you. Every day he wants to hear your prayer. Every day he wants you interacting with him. Every day he wants to do something in your life. Amen? Every day he wants to bring solutions to you and be a part of what makes your life good and be a part of what makes your life great. Amen? Hallelujah. I just want to be so thankful and reverencing of the Lord in this year, just thanking him for what he's done for us and what he will do for us. Amen? And I tell you what, I really do believe that this is a time where you need to write down the things that you're believing God for. Make a new list. And even if there's some things that you were believing for and you let go, it might be time for you to restir yourself and put those things back on your list. Amen? Because there's still much that God wants to do for us. Amen? And he wants to do a lot for us in 2013. And I know that he wants you to be working with him. Oh, 2023, not 2013. Boy, I'm trying to go back in time. 2023 is the year that the Lord has us in and the year that he wants to do much for us. Amen? And we just want to be blessed in what he wants to do for us. Amen? Well, God bless each and every one of you. Do we have any prayer requests? Okay. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to be thankful for those who are viewing online and being a part of us. And we just want to thank you all of those who are here and just be glad that God has given us a new year to get started in. Amen. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.